Capital Investment Week continues in the city of Buffalo.
Nearly a third of Mayor Brown's approximately $33 million capital spending proposal would support projects in parks, community centers, and cultural institutions. $900,000 is earmarked for Broderick Park alone, along the Niagara River. Parks Commissioner Michael Finn.
Parks have obviously become very critical during COVID because we're explaining to people that use parks to get out and get fresh air.
Plans there call for safety fencing and public artwork, which will celebrate Broderick Park's role as a terminus for the Underground Railroad. George Johnson spoke on behalf of Friends of Broderick Park and other community groups who have collaborated with the city to keep that park clean.
There's a number of different people that made these different things happen, and we just wanted to continue that legacy to make sure that this park is well noted as a destination point in the city of Buffalo. We wanted to make sure that it's an educational piece in the city of Buffalo, especially when it comes to the education of the Underground Railroad.
Other sites slated to receive funding under Mayor Brown's plan include the Buffalo History Museum, Shays, Naval Park, Leroy Cole's Library Branch, the Science Museum, Riverside Rink, and Casanova Park. A full list is available on the city's website. Members of Mayor Brown's administration say the investment in parks and culturals helps improve the city's overall quality of life, something they say attracts potential new businesses and people. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.